Welcome back to the podcast. Last time we discussed Imitation Game and Interstellar, and before that, The Theory of Everything. So if you want to do a little catching up over the holiday weekend, please do. This time we have a little extra special nugget we recorded last week. So this is before we saw Into the Woods, and I believe it was before we saw Big Eyes as well. It was also before the Spirit Award nomination, so the Oscar race changes very rapidly day to day, week to week at this time of year. So we'll be back shortly with a new podcast after the holiday break. But here we are discussing Best Actress. Once again, I'm your host, Nathaniel from The Film Experience, and my guests are Katie Rich from Vanity Fair, Joe Reed from The Atlantic, and Nick Davis from Nick's Flick Picks. Okay, so Best Actress.
Best actress. Okay.
There was no
Okay.
segue.
Can we all put this Shailene Woodley thing to bed right now? Can we do the serve that service to everybody else in the internet?
That's not gonna happen,
That's
right?
not gonna happen.
Well, okay. Let's say, for the sake of brevity of conversation, because we all do have slightly different feelings on this, we're going to assume for the conversation that Julianne Moore, Reese Witherspoon, Felicity Jones, and Rosamund Pike will all be nominated, even though we may have doubts about one or two of those people.
At the
Can I
very
just ask a
least, they're going to
question
be in
about
this
that?
conversation for many, many weeks to come, and we
Right.
get
And
to them.
we can revisit them.
Yeah.
So what, Nick?
Can I ask one question about that?
Yeah.
I think what surprised me was that Amy Adams is somehow not in that group.
Well, I think it's just because
It's
nobody's seen
just
that
because
movie, right?
nobody's
Yeah,
seen the
nobody's seen
movie.
it.
Okay.
So we're talking about the fifth slot, the theoretical fifth slot. And nobody seems to agree who that might be. So we want to sort of chat about that. So Nick, it sounds like you think it's going to be Amy Adams.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, just I guess on the same Reese Witherspoon logic that even if opinions on the movie wind up varying a little bit, that to be so foregrounded in a movie that I felt like when there were preview screenings or whoever has seen it continues to keep leaving it kind of raving about her, and it is such a front and center part, apparently. Why am I talking about something I don't know anything about? But it does
It
seem
is
like
Oscar
all arrows
season.
have been pointed in that direction for a while.
My whole hesitation with her is, other than Meryl Streep, there has never been a case where Oscar continued to love someone that they just loved like crazy for several years in a row. There's never been a case. So they have these favorites and then they just move on. So at some point, one Amy Adams performance will not get nominated. And it
You
seems
don't
like
think
it's
it's
been
you don't
so
think she has
much
to win
lately.
first? Like the fact that she hasn't won, I think, becomes an argument for her sticking around.
I think it's also to me, it just feels like her nominations have come so
Easily.
crazily quickly that for some people they would have, had three or four nominations in that period, and we'd be thinking about, wow, they sure have racked up a lot in 10 years, and she's done it like six times or whatever. But since I don't feel like voters actually behave that way, but actually gravitate to how they respond to the film or to the vehicle that the actor was supplied by the film, it seems like everything we're hearing suggests that those boxes are going to get checked in a huge way. I'll be surprised if she drops out of the competition. That's all I'm saying. Much more surprised than if Rosamund Pike or Felicity Jones drop out.
Okay, so any other, but the thing I keep having a weird feeling about, even though I don't even know if she's campaigning, so it would never happen unless she was hitting the ground for it, is Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
Yeah. I think Searchlight's trying to make that happen to some degree. The fact that Beyond the Lights tanked doesn't help, really. But didn't they send out screeners a bell really early?
I did not get one.
I didn't get one either, but I heard they existed, so maybe I'm making this up.
I feel like somebody yesterday told me that they got a screener of Belle.
Yeah. I don't see why they wouldn't go for it in a race that feels so weird and flexible
And
and
because it was a surprise hit in the spring.
Yeah. And the year is really white. So, if you can after last year was remarkably diverse, I feel like that does give somebody an edge just so if we wind up with a slate of all white, all acting categories, which I guess isn't likely with David Oyelowo, but anyway, I don't know, I feel like that gives her at least some kind of edge in wanting people to consider this performance from some this really fascinating up and comer with an amazing name.
I certainly wouldn't be upset. I haven't seen Belle, so I can't speak to that movie, but she seems like such an exciting ascendant possible star that I can't imagine getting like as excited for, and this is going to sound very unfair, Hilary Swank. Even though I think Hilary Swank is quite good in The Holmesman. It's an odd little movie that I can't imagine awards type voters latching onto. But she's good in that. But I feel like it to me seems like much easier to get people excited for like this, you know, gorgeous, beautiful, exciting new star in Gugu Mbatha-Raw than like, well, Hilary Swank was good again, or you know.
I think one thing people aren't thinking about too much yet, and they will soon, is the Golden Globes, because I do think for as much as people like to pretend the Golden Globes are not popular or are not influential, I do think the musical comedy categories at the Globes do tend to shift the conversation at least a little bit. And so
Talking about Emily Blunt?
No, so I'm thinking Emily Blunt, I'm thinking Jenny Slate, I'm thinking Jennifer Aniston, I even Keira Knightley for Begin Again. I do think some of these people might come back into the conversation.
Well, I've been saying,
You saying Cake is a comedy? I haven't seen it. Would it qualify for a comedy in that way?
The Globes, if they're smart, that's the way they'll go.
Have you seen
that's
it?
Interesting.
I have seen it. Yeah.
Okay.
I have heard diverse opinions on that movie, from it being like a great Jennifer Aniston vehicle to being like the worst thing at Toronto. Like, I've heard a lot.
I actually kind of liked it, but it is weird, and it isn't great. But I think she successfully, like, I thought she was bad in The Good Girl, which everybody loves that performance by her.
I didn't love that movie in general. I always feel like I'm the only one. I'm glad to have somebody else there with me.
You know, I thought she was so boring. Like, she didn't understand you can play depression and not be boring about it. Just look at this actress and this actress and this actress and this actress. But she isn't boring in this one, and she's playing a very depressed person. She maintains her sense of her star ability to be funny, even though she's playing a very sad person.
Put this all on the poster. She isn't boring, but she plays a very depressed person. People will run.
I'm such a blurb whore. That's why you see my name on every poster. Anyway, I would be surprised if Jennifer Aniston's campaign took off, but I've always said she's exactly the type of star who will win an Oscar as soon as she starts trying. Because they love the romantic comedy queens to become suddenly like, oh, we didn't know they had it in them.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting if this like becomes like, I feel like wouldn't be her win, but it'd be like setting the table for a win to come in a couple years.
Yeah. Or a nomination to come in a couple years.
Yeah.
If this doesn't get nominated. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was going to say, I've been saying for weeks that if I had $100 to put on any awards nomination for this season, it would be on Emily Blunt and Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy for Into the Woods.
Yeah.
At the Globes, because like that is the only thing I think that like cannot miss right now. People start seeing that movie this week, right? Into the Woods?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, Friday.
Or Friday,
and,
yeah.
And after, it's funny that we talked about that initial Les Mis screening
on the last podcast,
I stopped being able to trust the initial reactions of the very first screening of something that's very anticipated, like this will be.
Yeah,
And that is so well known, like Into the Woods and Les Mis, like they come with so many people like feverishly awaiting them.
Yeah,
and already having opinions about what they might
and
see.
Like and having feelings about the characters that have nothing to do with what the movie's actually doing.
Yeah,
but for as much as that last trailer was interesting, for as much as I still think the look of the movie looks awful and ugly and garbagey.
But how do you really feel?
Well, I don't know. Like the whole thing where everything is just blue. Why is it blue? I don't know. I don't care.
Because blue is the color of all movies now.
I guess. I think I'm very much more intrigued for the actors and the singing than I was for that first teaser, rather.
Yeah. Because the second trailer actually had singing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. I'm into the idea of all of these actors. I like that whole cast. It was actually, well, the princes are a problem, and I think may continue to be a problem. But
Wait, do you have anything against Chris Pine or the other guy?
I love Billy Magnuson. Do not speak ill of him.
I love Billy Magnuson too, but like, I don't know if the boy can sing. And
ooh, it's a knife fight. It's a fucking walk off.
I figure, why would they cast him if he can't sing? Because he's not famous enough.
That's true, I guess. But
I'm sorry,
like,
are you talking about Johnny Depp? I'm sorry, are you talking about Chris Pine? I'm sorry, are you talking about Richard Gere? I'm sorry, are you talking about...
Wait, can Chris Pine not sing? Do we have evidence one way or another?
No.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whenever an unknown is in a musical, they can sing.
That's true.
But we've not the girl playing Rapunzel. Evidence about it.
Like the girl playing Rapunzel, I'm sure she has a beautiful voice. Or they would have.
She was in what? Something, right?
She was in something, and Red Riding Hood was in Annie.
That's right, Red Riding Hood was in Annie, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah,
in
and Rapunzel,
too.
Yeah.
There's
a, someone put together a, like, YouTube video of all of the cast of Into the Woods singing at various points, like, at any roles or any, like, live performances. It's hilarious. Like, has their pictures on it. And like James Corden has a very nice voice, and Emily Blunt has a great voice, and Chris Pine was in some like direct to DVD country movie, so he sang and he was fine, but who knows? Anyway, the internet's on it, you guys.
So let's get back to
Best
Actress. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, because we're over time now. So, who haven't we discussed that we do think is a viable option? Marianne Cotillard?
Well,
or not?
Why? What is happening is all I want to say about Marianne Cotillard. Like, how good does she have to be to... It's beyond just, like, missing. It's just amazing how she just gets, like, jacked beyond belief. Like, The Immigrant should be, like, sweeping all these awards, and it doesn't even... It's like a rumor again at this point. Like, was that Brigadoon? Did that movie exist for 2 weeks, and now it will come out 10 years from now? Like, there's no DVD date announced, as far as I know.
I liked her better in 2 Days, 1 Night.
So you've got two great performances to pick from, and neither one's going to happen, right? But let's just let her be a better actress than any of the 5 people who will get nominated. Be off to the side. It's its own reward, whatever.
Nick, the wrongness of all of this is throwing me for a loop.
I love The Immigrant, and I would also love for anyone to pay attention to it. But I also tend to forget I saw it this year.
Well, it was a long time ago, and Weinstein Company did kind of try to bury it.
Yeah.
For whatever
reason.
Like,
I had thought it was like it got a token release last year to be eligible, but apparently it did not.
It's just so confusing.
So, it's very confusing.
And just to clarify what I said clumsily, it's not that she's like a better actress than everybody else in contention, but I think of the performances I've seen in the group that we're talking about, none of them are anywhere close to either of the things she did from my point of view.
One day I will understand her. One day.
I mean, I didn't used to like her, but she's just been knocking it out of the park lately. Like, she was just great in Rust and Bone, too, so it's like... Anyway.
I haven't seen Under the Skin, but that feels like a kind of oddball possibility if Scarlett Johansson is willing to campaign, which maybe she's not.
She's not. She's having her baby and stuff.
Yeah, all right. Did she have her baby?
I think she
Come
did.
On, that baby's out.
No, I think she Heidi did.
Klum,
no, I mean...
Heidi Klum walked a runway like two... Yeah,
that baby's getting a limited release in LA for a week. That doesn't actually come out.
I'll tell you who got pregnant at the total wrong time was Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
Oh, Rosamund Pike got pregnant?
Yeah,
she was pregnant in Gone Girl.
Oh.
And in Gone Girl, you can see that she's pregnant, and one scene in Gone Girl was very distracting.
Oh, I think I remember that scene, and I'm finding that very distracting and confusing.
Yeah, because she suddenly had this round belly in that scene with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, that was weird.
The scene on the bed?
No, the scene where they're walking, or when she gets the new haircut.
Oh.
And they're walking around the kitchen. And I was like, if you shot this last, when she was most visibly pregnant, why are you not hiding the pregnancy? It was so distracting.
It was weird.
Like, you could have done more close-ups or something, but they kept having her in medium shot, and you could totally tell. It was weird. At least with Madonna and Evita, do you guys remember when she was pregnant during that?
Oh, yeah.
And they had to, like, there were camera angles, there was, like, fussy things going on with the costumes to hide it. Anyway, they don't even try.
Or like Reese Witherspoon in Vanity Fair. Like, I'm standing behind a sofa that's 5 feet tall. I don't know why. I love a good high-backed chair.
But, you know, on Scarlett Johansson, I do think that's possible for the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And I would be thrilled if it happened.
I think the Golden Globes could conceivably nominate Scarlett Johansson for a movie she hasn't even made. I think they would do it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they do that this year just because it would be really cool to have that performance be nominated somewhere.
She'll get nominated for Captain America instead and drive you crazy.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson and Emily Blunt together will have ended up having like 10 Golden Globe nominations between them after this year.
Right.
It's really something. Wait, so can we just circle back to the beginning one more time and have you guys disabuse me of this fear that people are right about Shailene Woodley and Fault in Our Stars?
Wait, who is saying that?
You, among other people. You have her, like, what?
11th? Oh, no,
you
have
in a long shot.
I have her in 11th place.
There are some people who have her, like, 6th or 5th. Like, and I know, understand, like, numbers mean nothing at this stage, but, like, the fact that, like, she's in this, like, top-tier conversation for some people,
I mean, is that because she'll... I mean, I think she could get a Comedy Globe nomination, probably.
Is that a comedy?
That part in the Anne Frank Museum is sure a comedy.
Oh, yeah. The Anne Frank Museum is always hilarious in any movie. I don't know. Can't you see that happening? Was The Tourist a comedy?
Well, The Tourist didn't have cancer everywhere you turn. Like,
well, I think the better question is, does she sing about cancer like in Stepmom, which would make it a musical?
Yeah, true. Wait, but Stepmom wasn't a comedy at the Globes, right? She got nominated in drama?
Yeah, drama. Okay. Just kill my joke, Joe. Just.
I'm sorry.
So literal.
I know I pissed you off about the Cotillard thing. Sorry, God.
Could they pretend that The Immigrant is like a comedy or a musical?
That was hilarious.
It was so hilarious.
And two days, one night is just super funny. French.
A laugh.
You have to be French to get the humor, but it's so, so funny. Well, Jenny Slate, she could get a Golden Globe nomination, or is she not famous enough?
Well, the Frances Ha Short Term 12... No, wait, did Brie Larson get nominated, or is it just Greta Gerwig?
It was just Greta Gerwig.
It was Greta Gerwig and it was Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Enough Said. I feel like those nominations gave me encouragement that the Globes don't necessarily ignore stuff that's that indie.
Yeah. Opposite of sex. Side. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I think there's hope.
Yeah. Okay, wow, we're way over time. Well, thanks for joining us for this Best Actress conversation. I guess this will be the last podcast before Thanksgiving, is that correct?
I would think.
Where's my calendar?
Probably, yeah.
Yes. So have a great holiday week, everybody. And thank you to Nick Davis from Nick's Flick Picks.
Watch Home for the Holidays again.
Katie Rich from Vanity Fair.
I'm trying to think of what I'm thankful for this year, and I'm just stuck on Obvious Child. So what, thankful for that.
What Thanksgiving movie should they watch?
Oh God. Not The Family Stone? No, that's a Christmas movie. I don't know. Come back to me.
And Joe Reed from The Atlantic.
Don't let him go, Murph!
Can I get a shout-out to Christina Ricci's Thanksgiving scene in The Ice Storm?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's one worth revisiting.
She's the queen of Thanksgiving between that
she
and Adam's Family Values.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.
We took it out on Christina Ricci.
Speaking
as
of
bingo. Always.
Is Buffalo 66 also Thanksgiving, or is it a trip home?
No, I don't think it's Thanksgiving. I don't think it's any holiday, besides the Bills.
Besides the Bills just playing, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all the holiday they needed in that. God, that movie made me so mad.
Yeah, me too.
Buffalo 66?
Ugh, I still can feel the feeling I felt when I was at it. I don't like it.
I just realized Okay.
I gotta go to Camille. Sorry.
So sad I just realized we forgot to answer Rita questions about Best Actress.
Oh,
I didn't know there were any solicited.
Oh, I had solicited them on the blog. Oh.
Sorry, Rita.
Okay. All right. Bye.
But, wait.
Yeah.
What?
I know this is what we just talked about for an hour, but in your most private place in your hearts, do you think that the five will be anybody outside of the four you mentioned, Emily Blunt, Amy Adams, and Hilary Swank?
No.
Doesn't it seem like those seven include the five?
What? Wait, what?
So the four people that you stipulated ahead.
Right.
Emily Blunt, Amy Adams, Hilary Swank. I can't see anybody else who's not one of those seven women.
What about Gugu? If the Globes go for her and she starts walking every runway?
I don't think so. It's hard for me to imagine. I mean, she might be, like, next or something, but she and Jenny Slate don't seem, like...
viable.
Ready for this hot action yet.
What about Well, I guess Marianne, if she's probably given up campaigning at this point. Yeah, maybe it's down to those eight. I keep hoping that something... You know, I talked to an Oscar voter today, though. Admittedly, they don't nominate for acting. It was beep, which I'm not allowed to talk about online.
Wow.
And you know what performance he liked?
What?
Mia Wasikowska.
In Tracks?
Yeah, that's what he brought up.
Oh.
Has Tracks opened and gone?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's another movie where the release of that, like, it feels like that movie's always been with us and never been with us. Like, like I feel like there's always been Tracks, like, and yet I haven't seen it in a theater around me.
Yeah.
I think maybe the biggest example of that I have ever lived through is this movie where James Corden wins the talent show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, right.
What are they doing? Like, that won some People's Choice Awards at festivals. Like, audiences love it. And now they're like, you can rent it on iTunes, or we'll put it out, or...
Yeah.
What's it even called?
One Chance.
And it was Oscar eligible already, but then
I know.
It didn't come out or something.
But then they Frankie and Alice did, I think, and didn't release it.
Right?
What? Sorry?
Didn't it get the Golden Globe nomination for song, for the Taylor Swift song last year?
Oh. I remember she went to the Golden Globes as
I think it did.
But I did remember being nominated. Maybe it was. I just don't remember.
That's why, that's why qualifying is such a crock of shit. Because if the movie never comes out after that, you still have this weird time where you were possibly at an award show for it.
Right.
Which is why I think it's all wrong.
Right,
I want to mail Halle Berry a letter for being like, you got a Golden Globe nomination for a movie that didn't come out until 4 years later. You are a boss. Like, that's a way to go. It's the most I've ever liked her. Sweet.
Funny. All right.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
I know. Good podcasting, guys.